I'm absolutely over the moon, not to be not to sound too excited, but particularly in the climate that we're currently operating in. We're in the middle of the COVID-19 emergency, but this is going to be a key part of not just the resilience of the Kent economy, but a major part of the recovery and us repositioning Kent as a major hub for the creative and digital sector. It's an incredible building. I've been lucky enough to have been inside it on numerous occasions. It's the longest listed building in the UK, and it goes back right to the start of the 19th century. In fact, I have heard that Dickens may have performed Great Expectations there for the first time when he was a wandering bard in the 1840s. So it's an incredible building that's been a part of Kent's industrial business and technology history for almost 200 years. As you probably know, it's right next to Ashford International Station, so 31 minutes to Stratford, direct connectivity into central London. You can get to central London faster than you can get from one part of London to the other, but also a direct connection into the rest of Europe. But really, what the New Town Works site will it be an example of the future of work in Kent. So it's a mixed-use development that will have four 20,000 square feet state-of-the-art films, TV studios. Let's make that clear. It's the TV market we're aiming for, the Netflix or the Amazon market. But also you're going to have a number of the Kent educational institutions. So FE and HE will have space within the, all being well, within the site, where they will provide not just a platform for their students in the creative sectors to grow, but also they will be developing startup space or maker space that will be available to Ashford businesses to help them to grow and internationalize. And I think what you have to remember about the TV industry and the film industry is that they have huge supply chains. So huge supply chains that are that include carpenters, electricians, caterers. So as we emerge from the COVID-19 crisis, these kind of facilities are going to be, or these kind of incredible investments, not only will put us on the global map, but actually provide real jobs, real employment right across many of the sectors in Kent. Well, obviously the Ashford area in particular, but many of these areas will have been hit hard by the crisis. And this is not just the 500 jobs on the site minimum, but also the supply chain that this will unlock.